Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And, you know, as usual, we have a trove of music that we want to talk about that
so
we haven't
much.
Had a chance to talk about. This special bonus podcast is going to be devoted to yet another entry in our ballooning quantity of Desert Island Jukebox favorites. Jim, give us a little hint about what you're going to play for us.
Well, Greg, I'm going to talk a little bit about a band that is essentially known for one song that everybody knows, but I ain't going to play that song.
Ooh, okay. All right, we're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, okay, intriguing intro. Can't wait to hear what you got in the Desert Island Jukebox today.
Well, I'm going to set this up by saying I got my second dose of the Pfizer vaccine this morning down at Northwestern Hospital in Chicago. You know, it was amazing. They were doing 50 vaccines every 5 minutes, and the feeling in that room was so celebratory, Greg. And I was just thinking how I don't think media in general is pointing enough to the accomplishment of science in getting this vaccine to people in such a short time after the start of the pandemic. So I was thinking about songs that are about medication, right? I was looking for my favorite all-time song about medication. First, I got to tell you about the Standells. This is an incredible band, right? Forms in 1962, when it is still sort of surf rocky, early pre-garage rock, right? And then they become an avatar of that Nuggets era of psychedelic garage rock, 66, 67. They only score one hit, Dirty Water, right?
Yeah. You know where you're going with this.
none of the fellas in the band, they're all from Los Angeles, or their producer, who's from Los Angeles. Nobody's ever been to Boston. The producer was in Boston once. The boys in the band were never in Boston, right? The producer went to Boston and got mugged while he was walking on a bridge over the River Charles.
That sounds nasty.
Hence, Dirty Water. Everybody knows that song. I don't follow basketball, but apparently the Boston Red Sox have it as a theme. The Boston Bruins. I don't even know what these sports are, okay? Big song in Boston. Love that Dirty Water. The Standells have a great story, though. It is formed by the keyboard player Larry Tamblyn. If that name sounds familiar, his brother is actor Russ Tamblyn.
Oh, okay.
West Side Story.
Right.
Da, 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 right? And his niece is Amber Tamblyn, great actress of closer to our generation anyway. They go through a couple of drummers, and then they hire this guy, Dick Dodd. Dick Dodd was a Mouseketeer, right, of the original Mickey Mouse Club. So this is a real Los Angeles story. You know, children of actors and actors themselves, relatives of actors. Not surprisingly, the Standells get cast to play the band in a really cool sitcom. Circa 64-65, they're covering a Beatles song. Can you name the sitcom?
You know, I do remember seeing this. I can't remember it, though.
They are on the Munsters.
That's right.
In an episode called The Far
Out. I've seen that,
The Far Out Munsters, right? So they have their one hit with Dirty Water, and like so many of those mid-60s Nuggets garage bands, they disappear. But the one album they put out that really connected with people, because it had the hit, has an amazing song called Medication.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know if you know this tune. It's been covered by a lot of other garage bands. You know, it is basically a love song to a drug. Or the woman is a drug. I get high on you, baby. There's a couple of lines of questionable ilk in there if we think about him talking to a girl. But really, he's talking to a drug, right? You're my medication, telling me, right? And I just thought, hey, I'm really glad I got this medication. Now, maybe it's because the side effects are hitting.
That's great.
But the Standells from 1966. Oh, you know why they were the Standells?
No.
Because they couldn't get arrested. You know, nobody wanted to book this band, hire this band, give them a record contract. So they spent all their time standing outside record companies and booking agents, and they were always standing, and they became the Standells.
Okay, okay.
Medication by the Standells.
Medication.
You know, we think of the garage punk era as fast and furious,
right,
but that's a hypnotic song.
Yeah, they had a number of good tracks that are kind of like deep cuts on, you know, garage rock compilations. They also had a track called Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White.
Yes.
That's another track that I really love by them. But I didn't realize the Boston connection was so tenuous. I just kind of assumed they were from Boston.
There was no point. Yeah. I could have also done spiritualized song Medication.
Yeah.
But he's talking about heroin. I can't connect that to the vaccine.
Yes. That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.